So I find it, you know, it's understandable that in such unprecedented times and circumstances as the COVID pandemic, the first stab at anything would require some review, some revision. And this applies specifically to the restrictions we, as we're experiencing them, under the 21-day lockdown and the prohibitions of movement and purchase. It makes sense that as the days roll out, we start to see some adjustments here and there, to prohibited behavior as life under lockdown actually plays out. But rather than tweaks at the edges in some responses to the unintended consequences, we're actually starting to see complete about turns in stances of science, as you'd have just heard, and positions of policy. And for me, I think that is creating, it's muddying the waters and creating a concern for me in terms of whether or not what started out as a highly impressive, very well regarded, celebrated by South Africans widely, clear mandate for us to follow is becoming a little bit too exceptional. And South African exceptionalism is always this Achilles heel that we seem to lean on. It cannot be that on the basis of wanting to make more money, we put lives at risk in minibus taxis. It is confusing to me that in other countries like Italy, which has seen such heavy deaths, there are no attendances of funerals whatsoever because the movement of humans can be the movement of viruses, that we are now allowing cross-provincial travel for funerals, including people who are not relatives. And how they prove that is still going to be figured out. It is confusing to me also that these spaza shops and informal traders are allowed to trade. I understand the convenience. However, again, the lockdown is a lockdown. We're trying to save lives, we're trying to stave off a pandemic, and we're trying not to overweigh the health system of South Africa. From your dogs to your toys, all the way to confusing mask policy, which, guess what? Mask manufacturers are all going to vie to open their factories, more people out on the streets. Increasingly, with the exceptionalism that everybody is raising, I think that we're going to start finding ourselves with a pseudo lockdown with some very dire consequences.